This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, sodomites, all you guys out there, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, the scriptures, the Word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can find us on Facebook as well. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Bradley's also available there. Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean. And you can also catch him on Twitter at BradleyDean1, Bradley Dean. Bradley and his family are out at the Minnesota State Fair and working there in sharing the gospel with many people through that area. He's giving you some updates on that, and also he's doing some other things today, and so that's why I'm filling in. And I hope that we'll have some people really stirred up about what is taking place in Kentucky. If you are not up in arms, I want to say almost literally, over this issue with the county clerk there, Kim Davis, then you need to get your head out of the sand. You need to understand what it is to make a stand for people like her, because she is making a stand for people like you and I, believe it or not. And we'll get to that in the second segment. But over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, just letting you in on a few things that we have up that I think you need to check out. One, there is a particular rancher out in Wyoming who has been fined $16 million for what he did on his own property. The guy wanted to build a stock pond. He followed all the law. He paid for the permits. He did all of the things he was supposed to. And yet the EPA wanted to come out and fine him $39,000, it's slipping my mind right now, dollars a day if he didn't put the land back, his land, if he didn't put it back the way it was prior to the pond within 30 days. And there was just no physical way he could do that in the first place. And so he basically rejected it. They claimed that he's violating the Clean Water Act, but the reality is that his attorney and he both have said, look, we're providing something for the environment. We actually enhanced the environment for this. And not only that, but the water that is in the pond is cleaner than that which feeds the pond. So the EPA, let me just tell you, it's unconstitutional. It is an agency that is being used to implement communism here. It's not about the environment at all. It's about control. It's about land grabbing. That's what all of this kind of stuff goes to. So you want to check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Ben Carson supports civil unions for lawless sodomites. you know, he came out strong on that issue at first, and then when he caught a little heat, he backed off and he ran like so many professed Christians do when the sodomites turn up the heat. What they're engaged in is against the law in every state. Why? Because it's a violation of God's law. But some states actually recognize God's law, and they uphold, or they at least have put it to words, put it on paper. And there are at least 14, 15 states in the union who still consider sodomy to be a crime against nature. And, yes, it does apply to both sexes. And, yes, it in some states it can even apply to certain acts between those of the opposite sex. But the point is the law is not being upheld. It's not being upheld, and that's the same thing that Ms. Davis is facing there in Kentucky. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Romans 13 is not a command to submit to tyranny. And sadly, we have so many pastors who have wrongly taught their church that, well, we just submit to any old thing that the government says, not when it is illegal. I don't know how they square that kind of teaching with what Peter and John told the government, the leaders of their day. It's better to obey God than men. This is what Mrs. Davis is doing. It's better to obey God than men. Only in her case, she's not only obeying God, she's obeying men. I'm going to take you through that in a little bit. In the Kentucky law, she's obeying the law. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What does a father do when his two sons enter a bathroom and only one comes out? Probably one of a parent's worst nightmare. To go in and find a man coming out of the stall where your son is in there trying to pull his pants up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 11-year-old protects his sister. He shoots and kills a home invader. This happened in the St. Louis area. You want to check that out. Also from Jason Charles. He's a fairly new contributor over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Shame on the Liberty Movement for applauding the Kim Davis jail time. And he gives it to the Liberty Movement. There are many in the Liberty Movement who said, oh, government doesn't have anything to do with marriage. And I agree that they don't have anything to do with it. If you go back to the scriptures, it's really tied to families. It's family covenant. It's covenants between a son and a daughter of that family coming together and forming a new family, and they have the approval of their fathers, and usually that takes place under the authority of the church. But here's the reality. Those same people saying that, guess what? If they want a divorce, where are they going to get it? They're going to the state that they, you know, say, well, they shouldn't have a hand in it, but they have to have some kind of hand in it to recognize its legitimacy. Now, early on in our history, it's for sure the church handled weddings, and if there were divorces, which were very few, they handled those kinds of things too. It was handled within the church. I'd like to see us get back to that. I'd like to see us. That is where God has entrusted marriage is within the church. He has established it. He has defined it within his church through the scriptures. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Kentucky High School kicks anti-theist group in the teeth. Yes, they do. They begin their football season with pre-game prayer after threats from the anti-theist group Freedom From Religion Foundation. And finally, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BAIG confirms worst fears. 300,000 vets really did die while waiting for health care. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk Kim Davis. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Liberty. A couple more articles I want to throw out there from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Have you check them out before we move into this segment. First, Bradley's new article is out, God's Law, War and a Jailed County Clerk. I think you'll enjoy that and have your eyes open if you don't have them open. Also, Eric Rush breaks down Hillary's real links to terrorists and Nazis. As always, Eric does a great job in exposing the corruption that is there. Now it's time for the American people to act on it. And one final one, congressional Democrats paid by Iranian lobby to support Obama's nuke deal. And I have included the number so you can call the DNC if you so choose to do, which several of us have done this morning and been hung up on, because this is treason. It's open. It's in our face. And we need to put a stop to it. But before I get to the issue on Kim Davis and my comments on that, I want to welcome to the show Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. He has made the trip down to Kentucky, and I called him at the last minute, or I got in touch with him at the last minute, see if he could jump on and give us an update of what he sees on the ground there. Coach Dave, you there?
Wait here a little bit. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, buddy. I walked away from a live press conference with Matt Staver, Kim Davis's attorney, breaking news, actually, that she is not going to bend, she's not going to bow, and refuses to issue marriage licenses, even though she's been in there, been in jail overnight, and we'll have a hearing again on Thursday. And we're trying to rally folks around her down here, and been here, came yesterday, here today, and having a rally tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
And I hear that they're not. Here is a lady. We're taking Gitmo Islamic terrorists, and we're giving them pretty much everything they demand. And now, and that includes their freedom. We're allowing people that have killed and murdered people, or if they're suspected of that, people like Jeffrey Dahmer and such, in the past. We've been giving them bail, but there's no bail set for Ms. Davis.
Well, no, and Tim, here's what people have to understand, because there's a lot of confusion. A lot of confusion, especially even in Christian circles. Kim Davis is not violating any law at all, Tim. A Supreme Court decision is not a law. And when the Supreme Court ruled in the Obergefell case that homosexuals have a right to marry, that's not a law. That doesn't make a law. The only law in the state of Kentucky already on the books is voted on by the people of Kentucky that marriage is between a man and a woman. If Kim Davis were to issue a license, she would be violating her oath to uphold the Constitution. What I think Kim Davis needs to do, and her attorneys, and I'm certainly not an attorney, and I don't want to give, whom I to give them advice, I would have her just ask one simple question to the judge. Your Honor, show me the law that legalizes homosexual marriage, and I will follow that law. But, Tim, it's easy. But there is no law. It's a Supreme Court decision, and decisions are not laws.
Well, and let's be clear. I'm going to go into some of that in detail because I'm going to actually cite the laws. These were revised. What I understand was the things that I looked up yesterday in my article. They're revised this year, and you're exactly right. Kentucky views marriage I'll give you the quote. It's from Chapter 202.005. They define marriage as used and recognized in the law of the Commonwealth. Marriage refers only to the civil status, condition, or relation of one man and one woman united in life, but in law for life, for the discharge to each other and the community of the duties legally incumbent upon those whose association is founded on the distinction of sex. And I'll give some of those things after we get off the line, but what else
but Tim,
is going
so
on?
Tim, Tim, she marries men, she violates the law, doesn't she? She violates
Absolutely. And so we have to ask, who's actually violating the law? In my opinion, it's the judge. He doesn't even have jurisdiction in this area.
Let me take it even deeper than that for you, Tim. There is no federal law regarding marriage. We used to have one. It was called the Defense of Marriage Act, if you remember. And President Obama made the decision not to enforce the Defense of Marriage Act. Now, that's exactly what Kim did. Obama says, we're not going to follow this duly made law, Defense of Marriage. We're not going to pay attention to it. And Kim says, well, listen, we're not going to pay attention to this law either. Both of them are elected officials. She didn't do anything other than what the President of the United States has done. But even more importantly than that, I would ask again, for the judge to produce any federal law regarding same-sex marriage, and he will not be able to produce such a law, only a Supreme Court decision, which, I hate to say it again, is not a law.
Yeah, well, it's not, and it doesn't matter if the feds wrote a law about it or not. They've not been given authority to write law on that, and so therefore it's null and void. The states have honored God, at least in this area, Kentucky has, and recognized the biblical definition. It's driving me crazy sometimes when people talk about they want to use natural marriage instead of biblical. It is biblical. Our Creator gave it at the beginning, and He gave a command to go with it that it involved children, it involved taking dominion, it was a man leaving his father and mother and clinging to his wife and all of those things. And it was established by the Creator from the beginning. So
Amen.
Washington can write all the laws they want to about sodomite marriage. The Supreme Court can rule all they want to, but they have no authority to do so.
Tim, there's a difference between something being made legal and something lawful.
Yep. Absolutely.
Something that is lawful is something that aligns with the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's lawful.
Yep.
Something that's legal means man has made a law, call it whatever you want to. Man has stepped in and made this ruling regarding whatever issue would be. And you can never make a lawful, I'll try it again, you can never make an unlawful act lawful by legal means. You can't do that. It would be like trying to outlaw gravity. So if the Supreme Court were to rule that there is no gravity, would they throw you in jail if you began to fall? It's ridiculous, right?
Right.
You understand the point that I'm making? Something that is lawful,
I get it.
Something that is unlawful can never be legal. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. But either way, Tim, either way, the Supreme Court has issued an opinion. An opinion is not a law. The only law in the books regarding same-sex marriage is the law of Kentucky, which was passed by the people by nearly 75%. So Kim Davis is not a lawbreaker. She's a lawkeeper.
Amen. She is. She is. Now, is there anything else that we need to know about that's going on right now? Anything that's planned in the future or anything like that?
We're having a rally tomorrow, Matt. We are, Kim. We are in where the heck are we, Cal? We are in Grayson, G-R-A-S-O-N, Grayson, Kentucky, which is where Kim is being housed right now, Grayson, Kentucky. And we're having a rally tomorrow at 11 o'clock, let's get Kim out of jail free rally tomorrow, so like Monopoly. But there's a lot going on, Kim. I'm telling you, this is just beginning because there's going to be a rally here by Mike Huckabee coming down here Tuesday to do one, and Matt Staver just announced there's going to be another one on Thursday. So this thing is just amping up. And we're calling everybody within half a day's drive of Grayson at Kentucky to get in the car and drive down here. And join us tomorrow, 11 o'clock outside the jail.
Okay, outside the jail, 11 o'clock tomorrow. You heard him, people. You're in the area. You've got the ability to drive and meet up with them and rally around this lady for her stand. She needs some encouragement from the people of God. It's our duty to do that. So, Dave, thank you for taking the time to jump
Matt
on and give us a little update.
Dave Dobbin, I just want to say hi to you, and thanks for all you're doing there, please. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Tim.
That's Dave Dobbin Meyer giving us an update there from Kentucky. And if you can be there tomorrow at 11, go there at the jail and meet with other brothers and sisters who will stand hand-in-hand with you. And let these people know that what they're doing to Ms. Davis is an injustice while they allow the lawbreakers like Judge Bunning and the sodomites to continue in their lawlessness. It is amazing to me. You know, we talk about tar and feathering. We use that term. A lot of people don't remember what that is. But boy, you had somebody who was elected official who was corrupt and such. They would take tar and throw it on them. They would throw feathers on them and run them out of town. You hear about the pitchforks and the torches being brought out. Look, America, the ones who are in violation of the law are not those who go and push those who elected the office to obey the law. They're not in violation of the law to put pressure on them like that. They're not. It is not unchristian. It is not ungodly. It is not unlawful. Who are the enforcers of the law? Even when you go back in the Old Testament, it is the people who enforce the law. There's no police. There's no military, per se, in the scriptures. It's the people who enforce the law. Take a look at Judges 19. I'll give that as an illustration on the other side of the break when we come back. But we'll look at Judges 19. You see who fulfilled the law in that case. You want to see that? Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, I'm going to give you fair warning. I'm going to read from the Kentucky law. So if you have little ears around you that you do not want to hear, it's stuff that we know, but if you don't want them to hear that, I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. The Kentucky law concerning sodomy reads like this, quote, deviant sexual intercourse means any act of sexual gratification involving the sex organs of one person and the mouth or anus of another, or penetration of the anus of one person by a foreign object manipulated by another person. Okay? It goes on to talk about different categories of which sexual intercourse takes place. That's Kentucky law. Now, if you are a sodomite in Kentucky, you are in violation of the law. You are the one in violation of the law. Not Kim Davis. You are. Now, much of the law has been turned to where sodomy kind of consists of rape. But at least right off the bat, they've got the idea. So those of you who want to say, well, a man does this with his wife, guess what? Where do you get that from? It doesn't come from nature. The body has certain functions. And some of those are to eliminate things from the body, not to receive things from the body. And even those parts of our body, like our mouths, are made to receive sustenance, not be a sex organ. Okay? That's Kentucky law. So why in the world would somebody issue a marriage license to people who engage in that when it's against the law what they're engaging in. Why would they do that? Let me make it a little more clear. I read when Dave was online with us earlier that Kentucky law, marriage is between a man and a woman. Okay? Kentucky Revised Statutes, Chapter 402.005. That's what it is. Then if you follow on, excuse me, through that, it goes on to point out that Kim Davis was right in the following of the law as to who is not permitted to receive a marriage license. 402.010 reads, degree of relationship that will bar marriage. You hear that? This is Kentucky law. No marriage shall be contracted between persons who are nearer of kin to each other by consanguinity, whether of the whole or half-blood, than second cousins. Marriage prohibited by subsection of this section are incestuous and they're void. Okay? So the law is against incest. Then if you go to 402.020, it prohibits all kinds of other marriages, specifically those between members of the same sex and those who are married to a spouse and yet seeking another marriage without divorce and polygamy. All of those are barred marriages. Kentucky law is clear. Whoever is issuing marriage licenses there in Rowan County in the place of Kim Davis is in violation of the law. They should have the book thrown at them because they're in violation of the law. Additionally, Chapter 080 states, no marriage shall be solemnized without a license. Therefore, the license shall be issued by the clerk of the county in which the female resides at the time, unless the female is 18 years of age or over or a widow, and the license is issued on her application in person or by writing signed by her, in which case it may be issued by any county clerk. Who is the county clerk? Kim Davis is. Kim Davis is. Is she following the letter of the law? Most of you have seen the video there on sonsoflibertymedia.com in the previous article that I had where the sodomites came in, these little effeminate men, and that's what they are. They're effeminate men engaging in an abominable lifestyle, a lawless lifestyle, and they came in with the help of the useful idiots in the media. And they tried to challenge her. And did you notice the way she handled them? Calmly, professionally. And when they asked, by whose authority are you not issuing these things? She said, by God's authority. I agree. It is by God's authority. And you know what? Kentucky law reflects God's authority. It reflects his authority. Romans 13. The ministers of God, those who have been put in these positions of power, of authority, are there as ministers of God. They are to uphold the law of God, not their own law, the law of God. And I see these comments by people that says, well, if you want sodomite marriage, then you need to change the law. You don't understand law. Law comes from the lawgiver. And whatever man writes down should be in line with what the lawgiver gave. Period. If you go making it and changing it around, you're going to be so confused, you're not going to know what to do. And that's what we're seeing right now. This judge, Judge Bunning, who gave an order for Kim Davis to be jailed, you people need to deal with him. You need to impeach him out of office. And then you need to charge him for violating the law. He's the law violator, not Kim Davis. I got somebody else for you there in Kentucky. Rowan County Sheriff Jack Carter. Yeah, you and your wife attend Elliottville Baptist Church, but you're not a Christian man standing up for a Christian woman in this instance. You have forsaken your oath. You are allowing lawlessness to happen in your county under your watch. You're the one responsible. You should have been standing up for Ms. Davis, Sheriff Jack Carter. You should be the one standing up. People of Rowan County, you need to get this guy out of office. If he won't stand up for Ms. Davis and the law, he's not going to stand up for you when the feds come for you either. You need to get him out. And you need to deal with somebody who is a constitutional sheriff, who knows what the law is, and who knows his place and his authority and his duty to the people who elects him. Sheriff Jack Carter obviously does not know any of that. You say, well, that's a little strong, Tim. I don't see him standing up for Ms. Davis. I don't see him going and getting her out of jail. I don't see him standing in the way of them taking her to jail. And she was following the law. I just read the law to you. Dave Davenport pointed out, Supreme Court can rule and give opinions all day long. It's not law, because law rests within the legislative body, which, to tell you the truth, we could probably do away with. God's already given us his law. We know what right and wrong is. It's found in the pages of Scripture. Sadly, many Christians are chucking the Old Testament saying, we have the New Testament, we're under grace, we're not under law. Really? But yeah, you bow to law every day, don't you? Every day you bow to law. And most of the time, it's man's law. Whether it's property taxes, and yes, they're immoral, they're ungodly. If you own a piece of property, what right does the state have to say, wait a minute, you owe us money every year for that property so that we can continue our deviant, ungodly public indoctrination systems, where we're going to subject your kids to everything and protect them for nothing, as Bradley says? What right do they have to that? That is immoral. It is unlawful. It may be legal, but it's unlawful. Let me point out to this. I can see exactly why Nazi Germany went down the tubes the way it did. They said it was okay to go to the Jews' house and take their property and stuff. They made it legal. It was unlawful. It was theft. I get some of the concerns with some of the teachings in the Talmud. I get some of that. But that doesn't give you a right to go steal people's property. Okay? Doesn't give you a right to march them off into camps and to kill them. It doesn't. Any more than it does me to go find Muslims and deal with them in a similar manner. It doesn't do that. And as Christians, our first weapons are not carnal. They are mighty through God in the tearing down of strongholds, so that we bring every thought captive under Christ. It is the gospel. It is the law of God. All of those things are the word of God, the sword of the Spirit that we wield, and we defend everything with the shield of faith. Why? Trusting God. What he said is true. Trusting that he will come alongside us and that he will help us fight the battle. In many cases, he will fight the battle for us. But what's going on here? What's going on in Kentucky? Lawlessness run amok. And do you know why it's run amok? Because confusion has come across the minds of the people of America. As Dave Devenmeyer said, the Obama administration said they wouldn't uphold DOMA. And what happened? Well, it opened the floodgates for this tiny minority of sexual deviants. Those who violate the law, not only the law of God, but the laws even of the Commonwealth. And now, what's going on, Christians? You're the ones having your backs against the wall. You want to play Marvin Milquetoast and think that's going to win people over, and you just want to be nice and kind. Look, I believe in being gentle with people. Anybody that knows me knows anybody who's sincere about understanding something or correction. They'll know right off the bat. Anybody who has fallen into sin will, any of my friends can testify to that. I am more than patient with people. But you're not dealing with those kinds of people here. You're dealing with lawless criminals. And the more you let them go, the more they're emboldened to turn things on you. On the other side of the break, we'll finish this up. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I promised you Judges 19, and I'm going to hit on that and then wind this up. In Judges 19, if you remember in the Old Testament, there were the carrying out of individuals, they would carry out the law of God as far as punishments. There were judges in the land, no question about that. But the law was what the law was. It was pretty straightforward. And that's why God said in Deuteronomy 6 that parents were to train up their children in the law of the Lord. They were to teach them diligently those things in the law. In the law. And sadly, in America, Christian parents have abandoned teaching the law. They've abandoned teaching the law of God. And I don't think that's just the Ten Commandments. I think it's all of the expounding of that that comes out in the words of Moses in the Pentateuch. And we're to be diligent about that. Well, they had been that way. And in Judges 19, there was a certain priest who came. He came looking for his concubine. She had left him. And she found her, and they traveled, or he found her, and they traveled. They stayed at this man's house in the land among the Benjamites. And when they were there, they were enjoying themselves in the evening. Verse 22 of chapter 19 says, they were enjoying themselves, and suddenly certain men of the city, perverted men, they're talking about sodomites, surrounded the house and beat on the door. Matter of fact, if you go to Genesis 19, it reads almost identical to what takes place here. And what they say, bring out the man, this priest who came into your house, that we may know him carnally. They want to sodomize the man. But the man, the master of the house, went out to them and said to them, "No, my brethren, I beg you, do not do so wickedly. Seeing this man is coming to my house, do not commit this outrage." And then this guy does, he didn't learn anything from Lot, okay? He does the same thing. "Look, here's my virgin daughter and the man's concubine." Lot was going to give him two daughters. He's going to give him his daughter and the man's concubine. Let me bring them out now and humble them and do with them as you please. So anybody who tells you that the term "no" there means, well, they just want to find out they're spies and stuff like that, he's telling you what they're doing. "I want to bring you out the women. You humble them. You sexually abuse them." That's what he's saying. "And you do with them as you please. But to this man, don't do such a vile thing." And the men would not heed him. So the man took his concubine and brought her out to them, and they knew her and abused her all night until morning. And when the day began to break, they let her go, and the woman, as the day was dawning, fell at the door of the man's house where the master was till it was light. And you know what happened? She died there. That's how brutally these men raped her. And the Bible goes on to say that the priest came in, he brought the body of his concubine in, he cut her body into 12 pieces. Now, she's dead, okay? But he cut her body into 12 pieces, and he sent it throughout all of the land of Israel. And you know what happened when the people saw what was going on? They heard the story behind it. They went looking for those dudes who were the Benjamites. They went looking for the Sodomites among Benjamin. And you know what they did? They put them to death. The people carried it out. Why? It was against the law of God. It cost a young woman her life. And you can think you're doing these people favors by saying, "Oh, they love one another." There is no love among sodomites who dishonor their bodies with one another. I got a question for you. Why is the sodomite community the highest in sexually transmitted diseases? If they have God's blessing, why are they being judged with disease? We're not talking about one or two as this sporadic thing. Why are they having judgment like that? That's the judgment of God, folks. It's plain and simple. The same thing happens with anybody who is involved in sexual morality. It doesn't have to be necessarily sodomy. But the Bible warns us about fornication, sex outside of marriage. It warns us about adultery. And a man take, you know, fire into his bosom and not be burned. And now we're seeing the things coming out with Ashley Madison and some of these other things. The Bible says his reproach isn't taken away. It isn't taken away. So there are consequences to these things. But here you have, in Kentucky, you have this stuff going on where those who are lawless are now turning on the righteous. Openly, they're turning on the righteous. And then you have judges siding with them. And you have sheriffs siding with them. And I ask you, American Christian, just going to submit to that? Well, we have to, because Romans 13 says, and I say, yeah, but you remember that little portion in Acts where Peter and John stood before the leaders of their day? Mm-hmm. That we're going to obey God rather than man. And what were they obeying God about? It was about preaching in the name of Jesus. It was about preaching in the name of Jesus. Let me get to that in just a second. I've told you before, look up Webster's 1828 dictionary on the term sodomy, because some people have a problem. They only want to think of somebody who has been raped anally. That's all they want to think about, and it has to be a man. But if you go read Webster's 1828 dictionary of what sodomy is, it's a crime against nature. Noah Webster understood what that was. Romans 1, 24 through 27. Let me read it to you. "Wherefore God also gave them up." These are the people who would not honor God as God, but rather were idolaters, and they would not honor God as God, and so God left them over into their sin. He turned them over to their own sin. "God gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshiped and served the creator more than creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even the women did change the natural use." That's where we get that crimes against natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. I think he has ideas of disease that eventually destroys the body. That's my own thought there from Romans 1. But that's what we're talking about. You say, well, you just hate those who are in sin, in this particular sin. No, my point is this. God calls it sin. Start there. Identify what you're doing is sinful, that it is against the law of God. That's what sin means. It's a violation of God's law. Start there. If you are there and you say, well, what am I to do? I'm in this sin. What am I to do? The Bible gives you a specific command. Repent. And the idea is to change your mind. Instead of looking at it as this pleasurable thing, as this thing that you desire and you want to do, you are to repent of it. You are to hate it. You are to turn from it. And the Bible calls upon you to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who hung upon the cross, who gave his life's blood for sinners just like you, just like me. We may have different sins, but he died to save sinners. And he didn't die to save sinners to leave them in their sin, but to deliver them from their sin. And you know what? One day, there's coming a day where those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ will not only experience that which we know only partially here. We've been delivered from the dominion of sin. We're going to be delivered from its presence, its power, all of it. And we're going to be in the presence of the Lord forevermore. So, what's the command? The command is, whether you're engaged in sodomy, you're a thief, you're a liar, you're an adulterer, the Bible command to you is the same. You're to repent. You're to repent. Honor God in what he has provided for you in his Son, the Lord Jesus. He died to save sinners. You say, some people might say, well, he didn't die to save those who engage in sodomy. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Yeah, he did. Some of those who came in the Corinthian church had been delivered from that sin. But if you want, then here's what you should expect. You should expect justice to be leveled out on your head, both here and now. And that is the role of the minister of God in our government today. Those who elected those offices, they are to carry out that law against you. That's the way it is. My hope is that you would repent. Just want to remind you, those stage set tomorrow, 11 o'clock, they're going to be meeting there in Kentucky in front of the jail to protest what's going on with Kim Davis. Those of you in the area who can be there. If you can travel and be there and give your support. Do what you can do. Stand beside your sister. If you want to speak out for her, we'll be there for you. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to